Hey Joe, I like your show. I tell everybody that's my shit. And if you got a long ride and you like getting high, maybe go and take another hit. We gonna laugh out loud, that's what it's about. Nobody ain't safe no more. And Joe stands out even in a big crowd, cause a motherfucker 6'4". Hey Joe, it's time to start the show. Up, up and away we go. Mic check and I like your flow. Everybody, here's Joe.
Hello everybody, it's your good friend Joe Prano. Welcome to another episode of the Joe Prano Podcast. So many popping peas in that Prano Podcast production introduction. This is an impromptu. Just making those peas pop for you guys. This is an impromptu episode of the Joe Prano Podcast. I am sitting here in my hotel room in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm here performing at the Comedy Cellar in the Rio in Las Vegas. I am about to do something that I think I've only done once before, and that was also in a hotel while I was performing. I believe it was when I was in Alabama at the beginning of the COVID pandemic. I did an episode alone, and I did a brief episode back in the day talking about the death of Brody Stevens. But I don't do solo podcasts, and you can reply to me on Twitter or on Instagram or on TikTok, on all the social medias that I'm on, which we're going to get into on this episode, all the social medias, and tell me if this is something that you would like to hear more of. I have not been doing podcasts lately. You know, it's just so much. I haven't been doing solo podcasts. I've obviously still been doing the Dirty Sports Podcast, but I haven't been doing solo podcasts because, you know, the Zoom thing just isn't the same. You know, I had talked about doing the Zoom thing with Pete Sestaro, put out a call to Pete to come on the episode today, and he didn't decline, but he didn't accept either. So here we are. And there's something, I think I've talked about it before, I think there's something very mentally ill about doing podcasts alone, but there's something I need to talk about, and I know based on how I got here that the Dirty Sports Podcast isn't the place to talk about it. In fact, the triggering of Dirty Sports listeners is one of the reasons I am doing this episode today. The Zoom thing just isn't, I would love to do more podcasts with guests, but it feels like in the post-COVID world, people do less and less in-person podcasts. I don't love the Zoom guest thing. I do the Zoom thing every twice a week with Andy Ruther. I don't love it, but it's what we got to do with him in Cincinnati and me in Los Angeles. I'm certainly not moving to Cincinnati anytime soon. So I would like to bring this show back with some sort of regularity. I would certainly like to do a second podcast in addition to the Dirty Sports with some regularity. I don't know what that looks like. For now, I'm still paying for this feed, so it looks like it'll be a Joe Prano podcast. This show, which has fallen, you know, dormant, was supposed to be about art and talking to artists and stuff like that. And I would still like to do that in some capacity. But this feed's still up. It's still there. It's still active. And it's still a place for me to give my opinion on things. And there's something I feel like I just need to get off my chest at the moment. I've mocked many a podcaster who sit in their hotel rooms on tour and scream into the abyss. But I know that the people who listen to this specific show, not the Dirty Sports, not the Kooks of Comedy, not the Wild Stallions, not Talking Shit with Eddie If, not the Bingle Bus, not the dozens of shows that I've regularly talked on. But I think the people who listen to this show, the show with my name on it, Joe Prano, want to hear Joe Prano's thoughts and opinions and feelings more than anything on things. And something has happened twice within the last few days that has left me with this very specific thought. And that's that thought is, common sense is no longer common. Common sense is now like jumbo shrimp. It's now like Civil War. It's now something that is, it, common sense is so uncommon that, like, the phrase doesn't even make sense anymore. And this is how I got here. I'm oxymorons. What am I like? But this is where my brain's at these days. I'm melting. My brain is melting out of my skull. Common sense is almost an oxymoron these days. The phrase itself is not an oxymoron, but it truly feels like that because there's nothing common about common sense anymore. Now, there's two things specifically, two specific moments where I found myself in the same position that inspired this podcast. The first one was on the Dirty Sports Reddit, reddit.com/dirtysports or whatever it is. Somebody recently posted a Reddit thread with this title, Prano's quote wokeness. And I'll give you a brief breakdown, but it starts, anyone else find Prano constantly talking about politics, race, quote unquote wokeness, etc., exhausting? It's been a few years now, blah, 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 blah. This is something, all right, I'm gonna put a pin in that. We'll come back to that. Prano's wokeness, okay? My wokeness is apparently exhausting to at least Obet Dude on Reddit. And there's a bunch of people in there that agree with him and a bunch of people that disagree with him, as is the world today. Okay? But Obet Dude is at least triggered enough by my wokeness to have gone into Reddit and written a post. Simultaneously. Literally almost simultaneously, just a couple weeks ago when I was performing at Last Best Comedy in Bozeman, Montana, you know, a very very country kind of place, very middle America, you know, certainly Montana isn't the woke San Francisco or New York or, you know, Seattle or wherever all these places that you guys want to say are like libtard infested hellscapes. I was there. I did a show. After the show, one of the employees of the comedy club, young girl, young woman, young female, as hints to some of the other things we're going to talk about on this episode, young female came up to me after the show and said, I just want to tell you how much I enjoyed your set, and I just wanted to thank you for not being so fucking woke. And I was like, what? And she's like, everybody that comes through here is so woke, and it's just like pandering to the woke people and blah, 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 blah. And she looked like the kind of person that would be considered quote unquote woke. She looked like a girl you could see walking around, a girl, a woman, a female. I don't know how she identifies, but she looked like a woman you would see in Portland, Oregon. Or Seattle, or San Francisco, or whatever. Like, she looked like that. And, you know, I think she probably is a pretty liberal person. But I think her point was, you took some chances up there. You said some things that might trigger some people. You make some jokes about topics that, like, people don't really feel comfortable joking about anymore. And for me, that's the thing with comedy. That's why I do it. I want to make people uncomfortable. I like the Norm Macdonald thing of leading you down and putting you on your heels and making you upset about what I said, but then bringing you back to make you like the joke at the end of it and all that stuff. So I think that was her point. Not that I'm up there doing, you know, I don't know who of an example would be. I'm not up there doing anti-trans material. I'm not up there doing, you know, I'm not doing some Ricky Gervais, like my one man show is called like Triggered or something like that. Like, I'm not doing anti-woke comedy by any means. I'm just doing the things that I think are funny. But to her, it felt especially unwoke, to the point where she went out of her way to find me in the green room and thank me for it not being woke. Simultaneously, oh, bet dude is so triggered by my wokeness that he went out of his way to post on Reddit about my wokeness. And this is the first example of things that said to me, like, common sense isn't common anymore. Like, I am not super woke, and I'm certainly not a right-wing MAGA whatever person. Like, I am definitely a self-identifying liberal person because I believe in equality for people, and I believe in gay rights and trans rights, and I believe in, you know, that black people are equal to us, as are Latino people, and as are Indian people, and as are Native American people, and as are Asian people. Like, I do not feel as a straight white man that I am better than anyone, except for maybe Taylor Swift fans. But I definitely consider myself a liberal person because I think a liberal standpoint is a kind standpoint. It's where we should, in my opinion, all be. We shouldn't be hateful towards groups of people that aren't hateful. You can hate Nazis, and you can hate racists, and you can hate bigots because they're hateful. So hating them is okay. Now, you know, pacifist wins out, whatever, give peace a chance, whatever. That, I'm not here to tell you, like, how to handle those people. But, like, I'm not a Democrat. I've voted for one Democratic president in my whole life. It was John Kerry. That should tell you everything you need to know about me and Democrats. I didn't vote for Obama. I didn't vote for Biden. I didn't vote for Gore. I would never vote for a Republican president of the United States. I am left of center, which I believe is where actually the center should be. Left of me, crazy, insane, quote unquote woke left. Like, I don't identify as one of them either. You know, a page on Reddit that says Prano's wokeness, when I've just heard from a comedy club owner that thank you for not being woke, to me tells me everything you need to know about the world we live in today. Whatever side you're on, you think is the middle. Right? I don't think I'm in quote unquote the middle. I think where I am, left of center, should be the middle. Right? But I don't think it is the middle. Now, wherever anybody is, they actually find themselves to be the middle, which is insane to me. That is not common sense. It's not reasonable to think your opinions are the center. If I am left of you, right, that doesn't necessarily mean I am woke to the point of needing a dirty sports Reddit post. Now, the complaint obviously in there is, oh, he's talking about race and politics and blah, blah, blah all the time on this sports show. Guess what? Race and politics are a big part of sports these days. They're a huge part of sports these days. All these big stadium decisions are politics. There's racial implications all over sports. The conversation going on now with trans athletes and how they should compete is politics in sports. Like, these are Lamar Jackson is a former NFL MVP that doesn't have a place to show up for training camp. And people are saying it's racism. I don't agree with that, as I've said on the Dirty Sports podcast. But it's not like these topics are easily avoided, even in the world of sports or in anything today. So obviously those things are going to come up. Obviously those things are going to come up on any kind of show these days that isn't just a straight comedy show or a straight, like, talking about something, you know, talking about, you know, Lord of the Rings or whatever. You can't even talk about Harry Potter today. You couldn't have a Harry Potter podcast today without talking about politics. You realize that every, like, and this is the world we live in today, for better or for worse. I fucking hate it, but that's the thing. This is where we live today. So I'm sorry to the dirty sports fans that think talking about race when the MVP of the league 4 years ago can't find a team to be with and people are talking about, is it because he's black? Sorry about talking about race when every March, idiot sports fans say college basketball's better than the NBA. No, it's not. It's not. And when I say, if you believe that, you're probably racist, I stand by it. You don't like worse basketball. Who thinks worse basketball is better? You just don't like the NBA. And we could say, I just don't like, I'm from a college town, or I just don't like that LeBron James, too much one-on-one, not enough ball movement, whatever, you're nonsense. Like, I think for 95% of those people, if you dig into what is really behind that, it doesn't have anything to do with fucking ball movement, okay? So, sorry that that comes up on Dirty Sports, but just so you know, simultaneously, I'm out there sharing my opinion about other things, and people are being like, thanks for not being woke. Just because somebody is right of where you are doesn't mean that they're fucking Donald Trump or they're a Nazi. And just because someone is left of you of where you are doesn't mean that they're woke. Okay? And this is the second thing that brought me to do this podcast today is it happened again in an even more specific example. So today, I found myself in two conversations simultaneously. One on a text chain with my friends. And the other one on TikTok in the comments section. And the conversation we were having was about transgenders and the way we're treating transgenders today and transgenders in sports and all this stuff. Let me just get this out of the way right up front. Sorry to Obet Dude for the coming wokeness, but I don't give a fuck what you identify as. I do not think it's woke to say, be whatever you want. If you're a man and you identify as a woman, be a fucking woman. If you're a woman and you identify as a man, be a fucking man. And if you're somewhere in between, you're they, you're them, you're non-binary, you're whatever. I don't have to look up the 75 genders or whatever there is and get to know each and every one of them so that I can talk to somebody in depth about it. You know why? I don't care what you are. Be whatever you want. Sorry if this triggers you and makes you feel like I'm being woke. I don't care. Be happy, man. This life is so fucking hard. This hellscape that we live in today, it is so hard to be happy that I just want you to be happy. Be a happy person, because when you're happy, you don't bother people. When you're miserable, you bother people. Miserable people share their fucking misery. Like, I don't care what you want to be. I am trying to be an ally in the best way I can without me having to fucking, you know, be out there with a goddamn poster and learn all the goddamn genders and do whatever. Like, be whatever you want. Now, that being said, I know there's science behind all of this stuff. There's science behind sex and there's science behind gender. the conversation I was having with my friends on this text thread, one of my friends who's right of me, doesn't mean he's fucking Donald Trump, doesn't mean he's a Nazi, but some friend who's definitely right of me on the political spectrum, and I would say even right of center, the regular center, not my center, the regular center, I am left of center. He's probably the right of center counterpart to me. He's very upset that males are women and females are men these days. And I said, this is not what's happening. Anybody who wants to put on their big boy pants or big girl pants or big they pants and sit down and be an intellectual having a science-based outlook to this knows that there are males and there are females and there are a small population of intersex people, people born scientifically with gender issues of being hermaphrodite. I don't even know if you're allowed to say hermaphrodite anymore. But having both parts or both inner workings or some sense of that. There is a small section of intersex people. Sex, male, female, intersex. Gender, way more complicated, way more fluid. However many genders there are, I don't fucking know, okay? I can't count them. And I don't know. I know you can change. You can change given the day, the moment. Gender is a social construct. We don't have gender in dogs, in whales, in elephants. We have sex. We have male elephants and female elephants. And I don't know. Can the elephants be born intersex? Probably. But we don't have gender. The World Health Organization, factually, says gender is the societal construct around people's relation to sex. Okay? And we've all had the fucking, we've all heard the conversation about sex and gender lately. So I'm playing devil's advocate, not even playing devil's advocate, playing fucking left side of center with this guy who's just a good friend of mine, who's up in arms about gender and sex. And I'm just like, who gives a shit, dude? Well, if they're saying we can just be whatever we want, then what the fuck does anything mean? Who fucking cares, bro? You're letting this fucking fire you up when you don't have to deal with it. You have small kids who are in school. Cool, man. Are they teaching kids about fucking gender neutrality? Cool, man. Teach your kids what you want at home. You think I'm going to fucking have a kid and worry that they're not teaching my kid that LeBron James is the greatest basketball player of all time? Don't worry. Don't worry. I don't care what the teacher is teaching my kid about the best basketball player of all time. I got this. I've been waiting my whole life to tell a kid why LeBron James is the best fucking basketball player of all time. Stop concerning yourself with these fucking things. Like everybody's out to fucking teach your kid something. Or everybody's a stop. Just stop. You're all getting yourself so fucking worked up. And I'm getting myself worked up because I'm getting myself worked up. I'm sitting in the middle of a bunch of people that are worked up. It's like I'm between parents screaming at each other. How am I not going to get worked up? You're upsetting the baby. But the reason I'm especially worked up is because simultaneously to that conversation, literally I'm texting and I'm having this other conversation on TikTok. I'm having a conversation on TikTok with, and I'm going to pull up this woman's name. I'm not doxing her. I just want you to be able to see her content. She's now blocked me on TikTok. Not for anything I said to her, but just part of the conversations I was having with her followers and her mentions. Her name is Tanya Ray Fox. Apparently she works behind the scenes at FS1. And she's got a lot of opinions about sports. Some of them I really like. I followed her, or I didn't follow her, but I kept seeing her thing, and I appreciated some of the things that she was talking about. And so she kept popping up in my feed. But then the conversation on her TikTok or whatever turned to transgenders in sports. And now, again, common sense isn't common. I'm having a conversation about let everybody be what they want. But at the same time, we have to have common sense. Males, not men, not boys, not guys, not fellas, not bros, not dudes. Males. Humans born with male sexual genitalia should not be competing with females. Not chicks, not ladies, not women, not dudettes, not bras, not broads, not whatever. Females. Males should not be competing in sports against females. We keep having a conversation around this like it's a conversation about gender. It's not. Sports has never been broken up by gender. Ever. It's been broken up by sex. Males and females, not men and women, not boys and girls. Males and females. And again, we're not talking about peewee soccer. I'm not talking about little league baseball. I'm talking about elite sports competition. I'm talking about when you are an adult, 18 plus. College sports, professional sports, semi-professional sports, Olympic sports. And obviously, this is a the line in the sand about age has to be adjusted for Olympic sports, because guess what? Female swimmers dominate at 15, 16, 17. Male swimmers, they don't tend to dominate until they're older. Gymnasts dominate when they're teenagers. Like, we need to keep everything, we just have to have common sense about these things, okay? The International Olympic Committee determines whether you are male or you are female. If you have intersex issues, if you were, sorry, I don't mean to say that like it's a problem or a disability, but if you were born intersex, they test you. They test your hormone levels. They test your testosterone. They test all these things to determine if you are male or you are female, to determine which sex you get to compete against. They do not test your gender. They do not ask you, are you a man or a woman? Are you a fella or are you a lady? They're doing scientific testing for males and females. Stop talking about transgenders as if they are intersex. Stop talking about intersex as if they are transgenders and making it an interchangeable fact. It is not. They are not the same thing. I am out here having long, engaged, in-depth arguments with people about fucking trans rights and treating trans people like fucking human beings and not weird outcasts, and not talking about them like it's a fucking mental illness. Okay? Because I don't believe it is. Like, just because something is a very small fraction of the population doesn't mean it's fucking mentally ill or some sort of freak accident. I support the transgender community. Okay? When we talk, what you're doing when you talk about transgenders in sports is you're having a conversation that you think helps that community, but actually hurts it. I know there's all this shit going on with the Penn swimmer, the trans swimmer, and we've got the some other fucking, like, the listen, and I get that the conservative right-wing athletes that think that this is their moment to shine and be a, and stand up for, you know, the fucking women are on one end of the spectrum. And I know that the fucking lady soccer player, female soccer player, the women's soccer player, the U.S. women's soccer player, I forget her goddamn name right now because I'm so absolutely fucking worked up about it. But the U.S. women's national team, Oh, God. You all know who I'm talking about. You all know who I'm talking about. Anyway, the point is, one of the girls, one of the ladies, one of the women, one of the chicks, one of the dudettes, whatever's not going to get me fucking canceled, okay, is in favor of trans women competing with females. And I just think that it's so obviously wrong. And we don't have to change anything. Now, the argument that Tanya Rae Fox and her followers, her fans, her whatever are making is male sports, men's sports, cis white men are the most dangerous people. So we don't have, and she's not a transgender, but the royal we don't have a place where trans women can compete safely while not being, you know, under the attack of cis men. And I understand that. I understand that. But the answer isn't letting them compete against females, because there's clearly a physical divide. And historically, at elite levels, we're doing this by sex. The number of people that are even, like, and I hear the argument, there's not that many people. Okay, it's not that many people. So then why are we bending over backwards to adjust sports for this very small group of people? The other issue I have with it is the WNBA is the women's NBA, okay? I wish it was the FNBA. I wish it was the female NBA, right? We wouldn't be having a discussion about definitions and semantics. But the NBA isn't the men's NBA. It isn't the male NBA. It's just the NBA. It's open to women. The reason we have the WNBA, it is a safe space for females to compete against females and have an opportunity to play professional basketball. If we're going to let male athletes join that, then why do we have the WNBA? Now we have an open division, right? It's crazy to me. One of the arguments was, well, white people didn't want black people in Major League Baseball. Did you support that? No, because it wasn't the white baseball league. It was Major League Baseball. By definition, it's open to everyone. It's open to whites. It's open to blacks. It's open to Latinos. It's open to women. The color barrier wasn't broken because they changed the rules. The rules didn't need to be changed for Jackie Robinson to play. Branch Rickey of the Dodgers merely had to allow him on the team and sign him to a contract and open the door. We have to change the rules for males to compete as females. And I could talk about this for 5 more hours. I could talk about the intricacies of why it should be allowed and why it shouldn't be allowed. I could talk about why I support trans people. I could talk about why I'm not woke. I could talk about why I'm not fucking right wing. I could talk about all these things at length. But the reason I was inspired to do this podcast is simple. It's those two conversations that I had that I found myself in the middle of. To one person, I'm super fucking woke. And to the other person, thank God you're not woke. To one person, I'm some sort of trans ally who's pissing off my friends who are right of me. Oh, you live in a fucking fantasy world where boys can be girls and girls can be boys and everybody can be a fucking elephant. And simultaneously, pissing off some woman on TikTok who believes men and women should play sports together and we shouldn't have any sexual divide. Do you guys see what the issue is? The issue is There is no fucking common sense anymore. No one has common sense. Okay? I am sitting in the middle of two fucking groups. Again, a little left of center. But I am sitting in the middle of two fucking groups that are trying to fucking have an argument all day. You're having an argument all day. It's not like, how am I arguing both sides of this? And I'm the one that's made to feel crazy. Why isn't it common sense to say females and males are different physically and shouldn't compete against each other in sports for the sole purpose of giving females a safe space? If you want to just open it up to everybody, women's sports will fucking go under and we'll literally never have women's sports ever again. And I don't want that to happen. So let's have a divide between men and women and males and females in sports, a sex divide, not a gender divide. Common sense. Don't abolish women's sports for the sake of a very small group that doesn't know where else to play. Okay? But also, stop treating them like they're fucking aliens, guy. Stop treating fucking transgender people like they're sick. They're not. In fact, what they need is your fucking kindness. What they need is your understanding. Okay? And what the person on the, what Tanya Rae Fox is doing is she's taking it so far down the other way that it's pissing off these people. If she came toward the middle and said, I fully support the trans community, but I think that there should be a sexual divide in sports for everybody's fucking safety and everybody's financial and mental health well-being, then she would be a little bit closer to the middle. And then my buddy, who's over here talking about fucking dragons and elephants and social constructs and everybody wants to identify as this thing, maybe he'd come to the table too. But because she's so far down that fucking rabbit hole that it creates a people like him, or maybe he creates a person like her. Okay? The guy on Twitter who's complaining about my wokeness, right, creates on the other side the person who's thanking me for not being fucking woke. Like, this is what you guys are doing. And us people who have common sense, which isn't common anymore because there's so fucking few of us, are just sitting here going like, yeah, I have problems with all you guys. I have problems with all you guys because you can't get it your own fucking way. Somebody talking about race in sports doesn't make them woke. It makes them listen, it does make them woke, but it doesn't make them woke in the way you guys use woke. That's why this post has Prano's fucking wokeness in quotations. We should be woke. We should all be awoke. Be awake to the fact that race and politics is a major part of professional sports and college sports and youth sports and all the fucking things we just talked about. Be awake to that. But you guys use woke as a diss. Prano's wokeness. Constantly talking about politics when major real estate deals are being done to build stadiums. Talking about politics when the richest man on earth, the second richest man on earth, wants to take over the Washington Commanders, who also owns the Washington Post, who also owns the media in that town. You don't see the politics there? Talking about race when a guy who got to the Super Bowl is out of the league for having an opinion. Talking about race when LeBron James isn't allowed to have an opinion without somebody bringing up China. Talking about race when Lamar Jackson is demanding $200 million and that's why he can't get a deal. And other people are saying it's because of racism. Like, politics and race and all that stuff, it's all a big part of this. You want to talk about NASCAR without racism? You can't. You want to talk about the NBA without racism? You can't. You want to talk about the quarterback situation in the NFL right now without racism? You can't. You just can't do it. I'm sorry if that bothers you. Go watch a show where they're literally ignoring that to please you. Oh, bet, dude. There are shows out there, Pardon My Take, or whatever the fuck it is, where the fucking founder of the company is being accused of fucking raping people and fucking doing horrible things and messaging teenagers and all the fucking millions of problematic things in there. You want to turn a blind eye to that because they're not talking about politics. When really behind all of that, behind Pardon My Take not being woke, is this fucking this cesspool of horribleness. You know what's behind me being woke on the Dirty Sports Podcast? Just being a guy with a fucking opinion. One dude. It's insane that this is like, this is the world today. If you have common sense, which is not common anymore, you feel insane. You feel insane. I'm walking around being called woke and anti-woke simultaneously. I'm sitting in a bedroom, in my bed in Las Vegas, being called some freak transgender advocate ally while simultaneously being called a bigot to the transgender community. Because common sense isn't common. It's incredibly uncommon. I promise you that if you're out there and you're triggered by something, you're triggered by somebody's opinion, I promise you, unless it's some sort of extreme position, I promise you that it's not as fucking crazy as you believe it is. Just because it's different from you doesn't mean it's insane. With the other conversation that's going on now is all about guns. Guns. Because everybody gets killed. Guns are now the number one cause of death for children in America. My political affiliation is love-based anarchy. I am an anarchist. I am a self-proclaimed anarchist. I do not believe we should have fucking rules. And a love-based anarchy position, it's if everybody cared more about each other, we wouldn't need rules. But that's a utopian idea. We're not even close to being where we need to be today to start implementing love-based anarchy as a model. We're not even close, okay? That being said, I was never a ban guns guy. I'm still not even sure I'm a ban guns guy, okay? But this shit has gone too fucking far. If you fucking say guns don't kill people, people kill people. Use your fucking gun and kill yourself. It's so incredibly fucking stupid. We just talked about the science behind sexuality, behind gender. We just talked about it. I just talked about it. There's science behind it too. If you go to a morgue and there's a tag on a dead body that was killed with a gunshot, the cause of death is going to be gunshot, not person.
What does it say? What is this here? Person. It says cause of death, person. Well, guns don't kill people. People kill people. So I put person.
No. Factually, the gun killed him. Okay? Kids are being fucking killed in schools. What are we doing here, man? I don't care about guns. I don't care about them. You like them? Have them. You don't like them? Don't have them. okay? I don't want fucking a ban on guns. But also, something's got to give, man. The number one cause of death in children in America is guns. Maybe there's a country in the world that should have all the guns we have. But we ain't it. We ain't it. We're too fucking divided. You're shooting people over transgender fucking conversations. You're shooting people over wokeness, over not wokeness. Kyle Rittenhouse is shooting black people because he doesn't like them. He took a gun to a protest because he hates black people. And then people got killed over it. He's on tape. Wasn't admissible in trial. He's on tape. Taping himself outside of fucking CVS or something going, I wish I had my gun. I'd kill that dude right now. And then a fucking week later, he killed the dude. We can get into the semantics of whether he was fucking self-defense or not self-defense. But the truth is, he took a gun there in hopes of shooting somebody. And then he did. This country shouldn't have fucking guns. Am I saying ban them? I don't fucking know. But I'm saying we shouldn't have them. Okay? Do I think we should ban chocolate? No. I don't think we should ban chocolate. But if you're allergic to it, shouldn't fucking have it. We're allergic to it right now. We're allergic to having guns. I don't give a fuck about the Second Amendment. I can't. If anybody who knows me knows I don't give a fuck about patriotism. Okay? This country is a fucking cesspool. I travel it all the time. And people always want to talk to me about, you libtard, you LA libtard. I have been to 47 states. Top it. Top it. I've worked in 35, I bet. Top it. You've worked more states than I've worked in? You've traveled to more states than I've traveled to? I'd love to fucking hear about it. Oh, you New York liberal, you LA liberal. You're just in Ohio. You're just in Alabama. You're just in Florida. You're just in Montana. I'm fucking everywhere, man. I'm in Nevada. I was just in Montana. I'll be back in California. I'll be in New York next month. I got shows in Alaska. I did shows in Texas last year. I got COVID. Surprise, surprise. It's unbelievable how strong of an opinion all of you guys have about who's woke and who's right and who's left and who's wrong. And all you do is scream in your own fucking echo chambers. All you do, you're all so fucking triggered by the other side. You know who I'm triggered by? Both of you guys. I'm so fucking triggered by all of you. Because common sense isn't common anymore. I had to get that off my chest. I don't know what, I've never listened to a fucking solo podcast. It's cringy to me. But my girlfriend doesn't want to hear about it on the phone anymore. Pete Sestaro, who I begged to come on and do this podcast, doesn't want to hear about it on the phone anymore. Obet dude, who put on Reddit that he's sick of my wokeness, doesn't want to hear about it anymore. Tanya Ray Fox, who just blocked me on TikTok, doesn't want to hear about it anymore. Because you guys create your own echo chambers. You're upset that a guy who you tune into twice a week for his opinion gave you his opinion. You're upset that you put a post on TikTok to incite an argument and then people argued with you. I'm triggered by all of you. If someone is left of you, They are not a fucking Democrat libtard. And if someone's right of you, they're not a racist MAGA monster. Now listen. I am going to say it again. I am left of center. I believe where I am is where we will settle one day. As people learn to care about each other more. I hope that when we do settle in that center, when the whole world, if it doesn't fucking burn itself to the ground, comes back down to earth and starts having a conversation about reality, that this is where it settles. And then when that happens, maybe we can institute love-based anarchy. And we don't have to have rules about guns. We don't have to have rules about transgenders in sports. We don't have to have rules about fucking wokeness or whatever the fuck you people are complaining about. Everybody fucking care about each other more. And we wouldn't have to have all these fucking rules. But we have to have them fucking now. Because people don't care. They're full of fucking hate. They get a gun. The country's so goddamn full of hate. They get a gun and they kill children. Or they have a gun in their house because they hate and they can't wait to use it. And their kid fucking shoots himself. And you're out there hating on transgenders so much that one of them grabs a gun and goes and kills children. But you're hating on transgender so much because this woman won't stop talking about how men and women and males and females should all be competing in sports together. But you have a daughter who's 10 years old who's been working really hard to fucking play softball, and that's fucking offensive to you. And I get it. But until you guys sit down at the table, there's like five of us here at the common sense table. There's like five of us fucking here at the common sense table. And there's a fucking trillion seats. Until you guys sit at these seats and have a conversation with people with common sense about common sense, you're just going to fucking keep hating each other. And I'll sit here pissed off in a hotel room in Las Vegas because I'm getting screamed at about my wokeness and my anti-wokeness simultaneously.
Hey Joe, I like your show, I tell everybody that's my shit. See, I had a long ride, turn the volume up high, and the time flew by so quick. I laughed out loud, that's what it's about, I really don't feel safe no more. And Joe stands out, even in a big crowd, cause he drinks till he hits the flow. Hey Joe, it's time to stop the show, pack it up and away we go. Donate, cause we almost broke, everybody. That was...